For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. The Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation maintains the only statewide monument listing the names of every known fallen law enforcement officer in the history of the Bluegrass State. That organization also helps to provide scholarship dollars for law enforcement officers and their families, and the group now has a license plate program for the Fallen Officers Trust. Dan Modlin has more in this report.
Former Glasgow and WKU law enforcement official Horace Johnson is the executive director of the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation.
Well, the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation was established in the late 90s, first off, to help in the event that a police officer, any law enforcement officer, was killed in the line of duty, and to help their families to get back on their feet. And after some time evolved, we increased our goals with helping law enforcement families in a couple of different ways. Law enforcement families are sometimes financially strapped with illnesses, with houses being destroyed by tornadoes or being burned. And we step in those instances and help the families get back on their feet with a little money advance. And we also, as a third part to what we do, and educational opportunities for law enforcement families and their children to attend a college or university.
Johnson says that scholarship program has helped to provide needed funding for several families of law enforcement officers in Kentucky.
We've established scholarships, 25 to be exact, that we give each year, 25 $1,000 scholarships to people who apply and are accepted at our state institutions.
Johnson says there are several different ways the foundation raises money for the programs it funds.
The money that we receive comes from the sale of the law enforcement memorial license plate, which is available in every county court clerk's office, and it costs $44. Now, $10 of every plate that is sold to a registered vehicle owner goes to the foundation, and we utilize that money right here in Kentucky. It goes directly to help those people that, as I described, and we, in the event that we have to have a payout for someone who's killed in the line of duty, that's in a reserve fund, again, too. We encourage everyone, you don't have to be in law enforcement to have that plate. Anyone can purchase it. All you have to do is take the old plate on your car to the clerk's office, pay $44 initially, and then the next year it doesn't cost as much, but still $10. Every time your vehicle is registered, we get $10 for the foundation.
And Johnson describes the Fallen Officer Trust plate that's available in Kentucky.
Well, it's one of several plates across the country, but it's a white background with blue letters, and it has a blue shield with a red rose for the memorial.
Consumer protection specialists point out that there are some telemarketing groups that claim to raise money for the children of slain police officers, and some of those groups have been known to keep a large percentage of the money they raise. Johnson says Kentucky consumers can be certain that's not the case with the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation.
Obviously, we're authentic, and we have a board of directors. We have 19 people that are on our board of directors, to include the Kentucky State Police Commissioner, the president of Eastern Kentucky University, numerous businessmen and people who know how to run organizations and charitable organizations like this. And so it's well-grounded. We have a website. It's www.klemf.org, and there's all kind of information about that.
Former WKU Police Chief Horace Johnson is the executive director of the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation. Again, if you would like more information, you can go online to klemf.org. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.